Turkish protesters rally in the capital Ankara and Antakya against their government's interference in Syria. In Ankara, demonstrators shouted anti-government slogans and held placards holding the ruling AK Party responsible for a possible genocide in Syria. Turkey is among the countries that support and finance militants inside Syria. New footage shows insurgents threatening to contaminate Syria's drinking water supplies with toxic chemicals. In the video, the armed men apparently forced lab rabbits to drink water contaminated with a lethal mixture. Militants had earlier released another video in which they used poison gas against rabbits. Iran Foreign Ministry spokesman says foreign intervention in Syria would cause a spillover of the crisis across the region. Ramin Mehmanparast says the Syrian crisis should be solved by holding free elections. He added that the insurgent groups supported by the West oppose elections because they are aware that Syrians will not support them. Vote counting continues after Egyptians cast their ballots in the final round of a constitutional referendum. The Muslim Brotherhood says a majority of voters have approved the new constitution. Last week, more than 50% of Egyptians approved the controversial draft constitution in the first stage of the vote. Indian police clash with protesters rallying against the gang rape of a young woman. The protesters are demanding death penalty for all six suspects who've been arrested. The victim is in critical condition, but doctors say she's recovering from her injuries. India has now banned all fresh protests in New Delhi. But the Tunisian government has put a raft of expensive and luxurious possessions of deposed ruler Zine El Abidine Ben Ali up for auction. The government hopes to raise about 13 million euros from the sale. Ben Ali fled to Saudi Arabia after a revolution in late 2010. New figures indicate that the number of Britons struggling to bring home the bacon is expected to double this Christmas. Nearly 15,000 people are expected to apply for food handouts. The increase is because of high personal debts, flatlining wages, and future interest rate rises. And Eastern Europe remains locked in a cold snap, which has already caused scores of deaths in the region. Strong winds, heavy snow, and freezing temperatures have caused disruptions in several countries, including Ukraine and Bulgaria. Authorities say temperatures are expected to further plummet in the coming days.